still just unbelievable that he is gone. Well, in other news today, in Kansas, business and health leaders have been campaigning to raise the age to buy cigarettes. And so far, more than a half a dozen cities there have raised it to 21. But last month, one city said no. Alex Smith of Here and Now contributor KCUR in Kansas City has our story.
Since last October, the Tobacco 21 campaign has rung up a string of successes persuading cities in the Kansas City area, including Kansas City itself, to raise the tobacco buying age to 21. But when the anti-smoking group took its message to the Gardner, Kansas City Council, it ran into a brick wall.
Can you imagine if I decided that I didn't like lentils and I came and said, you know, nobody should eat those, they're disgusting. I mean, they make me sick to my stomach. I think we should ban those.
During the next hour of questions and comments, council members didn't hold back on their feelings about Tobacco 21.
I am not interested in using the heavy hand of government to force an individual to make a healthy decision for themselves.
More than one council member brought up the Founding Fathers. If there was any doubt, the vote tally cleared things up. The council voted 5-0 to reject the proposal.
Councilmember Harrison?
No.
Councilmember Melton?
No.
Councilmember Moore?
No.
Councilmember Shute?
No.
Councilmember Winters?
No.
Yes.
Yes, please.
A few days after the session, Councilman Rich Melton sat in a coffee shop and talked about the vote. He insists his opposition to raising the tobacco buying age to 21 isn't out of any love for tobacco.
No, not at all. I hate this stuff. I think it's disgusting. I mean, I really do. But personal freedoms, to me, are things we don't just give away. And I think that's what some of these cities north of us, their councils aren't realizing.
Melton makes his living carrying concealed carry gun holsters, and he says he decided to get into politics last year and run on a platform of freedom and personal responsibility. Restricting teenagers from making their own choices, he says, flies in the face of the ideals on which the country was founded.
When we moved away from Europe and all the other countries around the world, we moved here for freedom. And I think America's lost vision, lost sight of that, because so many little things like this happen. Oh, it'll just be smoking for 21, and you know, and then all of a sudden it'll be, well, you can only have two cheeseburgers a month, and you know, these things just, it incrementally happens where things get taken away, and I think people are waking up to that.
You know, it's hard for me to understand.
Gardner is also the hometown of Dr. Roy Jensen. He's the director of the University of Kansas Cancer Center and one of the advocates who tried to make the case for Tobacco 21 in Gardner. He says he was baffled by the reaction.
You just kind of scratch your head and say, how do people like this ever get elected to public office?
Jensen cites recent research from a number of sources showing that teens' brains aren't fully developed until they're about 25, and that makes them susceptible to advertising, social pressure, and risky behavior, including tobacco use.
There's no question that the tobacco industry's goal is to get as many people, have them become lifelong smokers as possible, and it's unfortunate when folks believe that some kind of fight around personal liberties puts them on the same side of big tobacco.
Ideas about the proper role of government in dictating people's choices are deeply felt, and not just in Gardner. Cities across the country have rallied against proposals to ban large-sized soft drinks and to change public school lunches. Tatiana Lin is an analyst with the Kansas Health Institute. She says resistance to public health programs is not uncommon.
Those type of discussions do come up. I think there's basically several school of thought in terms of shared responsibility versus personal responsibility.
As communities struggle to deal with public health problems like obesity and diabetes, public health workers will have their work cut out for them.
One of the things that we really need to learn in public health is being able to speak the languages of other sectors and really be able to frame and think about priorities from perspectives of other players as well, and really package or frame the argument a little bit differently.
Tobacco 21 probably won't be adopted anytime soon in Gardner, but a handful of other Kansas City area cities are slated to consider raising their tobacco buying age. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Smith in Kansas City.